It's good.
Oh, fuck.
That's good. There you
go. Oh, okay.
What's this?
Okay, boys.
46.
Got a,
Oh, that's the odd one,
yeah.
That's good.
Okay, just stay, stay.
Hey, guys, welcome back to another episode of 4 Kings Podcast. Oh, yeah, right from the tippy top.
Tippy Epi 46, boys.
And our first episode of 2022.
It's a lot of twos.
It's a lot of twos.
A lot of damn twos.
We're in 2 Central now.
2 Central, yeah.
Yeah, 2 Central.
Good number. I like the number 2. It's a solid number.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Goodness.
So, like, before we got here, we were so memorized, like, what was happening in my backyard. Bro, there's, like, a one-legged rat just moving around.
Yeah, there was literally this fat-ass rat just running around his backyard.
What the fuck?
It
wasn't really running. It was, like, dragging its body.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it was
Was
it still any tomatoes?
It's not tomato season anymore. No. So, thank God. I don't know.
That could have grown.
Oh, it somehow got,
like, negative 15 today. Tomatoes still
growing. It somehow, like, got out of, the rat trap that we have all back there in the garden.
That's done.
And I'm like, this guy's built different, but it the poison's on it, so you're dying soon.
He also is about 500 pounds.
So dude, that was actually a good obese rat. Like, oh
huge.
My god.
Like, when you call me over, I go look. I was like,
he definitely ate some of your tomatoes this summer.
Yeah, probably. Like that one night when we were on Dragon, those, oh my god.
That was a great night. Fantastic.
That night was, yeah.
That night was Yeah, it was Pix's birthday
mm-hmm.
and our graduation.
And our grad, yeah.
Darn.
Had a nice little combo.
I remember someone that night. It was great.
Well, that was such a great night.
That was fun.
And then I just KO'd on the back and like on my hot tub.
Yeah, right. KO's on top of the
rat just scrambles past everybody's heads.
Watch wakes up in the morning and he's trying face first into the grass. I thought he was dead. That was actually like a long night too.
Oh, man.
And Jake
walked
home at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, like I woke up and I couldn't even move. Like, I can't believe you guys walked home.
Bro, because there was no way I was like sleeping in the cold, bro. Because it was
low-key
chilly.
Wasn't it raining?
Yeah, and it was raining too, so we were like, all right, we took a go-to picture.
You did take a go-to photo.
Yeah,
oh my god. Pop the photo
right there.
Somewhere
there.
Put it here. Now switch it to over here.
I don't know if I can do that.
We're gonna keep trying
it
back.
We're not that good at editing.
No, we're gonna
make
it work.
We'll make it work. Fed's gotta learn, so we're gonna keep.
It's on the screen right now somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And it might be moving.
And now
around.
It's on my foot.
Yeah. Man, maybe
now it's gone.
Oh, hey, it's our faces again.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back to 4 Kings Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, we're different.
This is so different.
Yeah, but number one podcast in Canada.
Oh God, we are.
Yep, should be.
Should be.
At least in Niagara.
Yeah.
At least in Niagara.
Come on.
How many podcasts are in Niagara, though?
At least one.
And it's us.
There used to be two, but...
We overlapped them.
We absolutely dominated them, and now he's part of our team.
Boom.
So, let's go.
Boom. Win. W's.
Let's talk about Florida Panthers.
Yeah, Kodak Black was in the Florida Panthers game yesterday.
Oh, man. Absolute savage.
Started getting some action in the press box.
Absolute demon that guy is.
Oh yeah, little lappy.
Yeah, and then nice little lap dance by his girlfriend.
Chica bunda.
Very athletic with it.
She's
done this many times.
Yeah,
100%. I just love in the video where you just see them going at it, and it's the one guy's recording. It. It's some like white guy.
Yeah, and then there's the GM just beside them, just like.
Just looking over.
They really want to go hop on with Kodak
they hate their jobs.
Florida in a nutshell.
Florida in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's why we should move to Florida.
Should.
We're making we're gonna make HQ in Florida.
Now. I mean,
yeah,
like,
that'd be fire.
Listen, like, if you guys subscribe, like the video, you know, help us out.
And you know, share the video.
Share the video to your friends,
your
mom.
Yeah.
Especially your mom.
Everyone.
1000% your mom.
Then you can help us move to Florida.
Come on.
What if
you
could
make this shit happen?
If we move to Florida, that'd be so cool.
Let's start a GoFundMe to get to Florida.
We'd probably get like $14.
Probably.
I don't think that'd be like $12.
We might get maybe.
We might get like a cent.
We'll get like a dime or like a nickel or something.
Yeah, maybe a penny.
But we try.
Maybe a quarter.
Or we just fake it. Well, it's cancer. Our last wish is to move to Florida for the week. It's like our make a wish.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
Yeah, we're in make a wish now.
I could pass this.
He could.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're moving to Florida, I'm not gonna do it. Like, God, let's get out of Ontario.
Yeah, we
Ontario sucks. No, please.
You see what they're doing in Quebec?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Like, there was one. You probably saw this. There was like one video of a dude because they're all like what's it, like a curfew or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And there was like
the balcony.
Yeah, with all like the cops going around. Yeah, it's like someone had 5 stars in GTA.
Dude, there was like, there's straight up like 80 cop cars that drove past this dude's house. It was insane.
It's so brutal.
And honestly, like, how did Quebec get worse than Ontario?
Dude, Quebec's been like,
yeah, they've been like,
Quebec is mad.
At the start of this, Quebec did that too. And, like, yeah. It was just all crazy. There was riots. And
has it all been working though?
No,
Toronto's put in the, like, enclosed patios and restaurants.
Yeah, so it's an outdoor restaurant.
If it's enclosed outside, what's the difference?
It basically looks like it's inside.
It's inside at that point.
There's like one thing I saw that's actually stupid. Like a smart idea though. It's like this like restaurant has like a really big yard. And like, so what they do is they grab like a bunch of like little mini tent domes. And like put them all around, so like only like that group of people can go in that tent dome.
You know, that's kind of smart.
So that makes sense, because then you're actually separating people. So
you're
just
in like a dome to separate. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like it's all just outside and shit too. So like,
I just think the lockdowns are stupid.
They don't do anything.
Like, we're going back to school next week.
Yeah, we go into lockdown. That's supposed to be 3 weeks or 2 weeks long, and then we're going back to school.
Well, yeah, you guys were like fully online.
Yeah. Like, bro, my online class was horrible this morning. Taking a nap, I wake up, and I'm in a break room. With this person, and then I wake up, and then like the chat, it just says, "Dan, you suck. You fucking suck." I got snitched on, bro.
What, for KO during your?
I don't know what the person said to my teacher, but then I go in another breakout room. Like 20 minutes later, he puts me in another breakout room. He was just like, first. The person told me that you didn't do any of your work. I was like,
good observation.
I was like, okay. And then he was like, you guys are doing your work. I was like, sir, I do my work every day. Every single day.
Like a good kid, yeah.
Like, I'm honestly a saint.
You're a saint. Yeah.
But like, when you have 8 a.m. freaking online class, you think I'm going to stay awake?
Do you actually go from like 8 to 2? Or is it?
Oh, no. We go like 8 to like 10:45 because our second period class is like not even it.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's still long. I'm waking up. First time I'm waking up, turn on my laptop, go on to Google Meet, and I'm just like, wow. this sucks.
I haven't touched on that
screen. Oh, really?
I don't have to. I got a spare first period, but I got weightlifting second.
Yeah,
what are you going to do to record yourself doing squats?
Yeah, what?
No, bro, like, this is what he does.
Our teacher's savvy.
Yeah, he's actually a stud. He's a beauty. But this is what he does. He just goes in, marks us, like an attendance or whatever.
Yeah.
And he says, big boy, just go, perfect, say this. Why did my first period teacher do that? He's actually teaching the lesson, and I'm just like, buddy, come on. You lost me at 10:05. I'm at 8:05. Like, come on.
I'm lucky so down to go back to school, though. I need something to do during the day, man.
Bro,
I'm
just
kind of like sitting around.
I just sit in my room. Sometimes I sleep till 4.
And I can't even play Xbox in my account.
Very healthy. No, it's just weird because like I'll go to bed at a good time, wake up, be up for like an hour. I'll go like eat breakfast and like sit in my bed, just watch a movie for a bit, and then just KO until 4 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck just happened?
It's like when you KO with all your clothes on, the lights on. It's like,
literally, every single day.
That's
what's been happening for like the past 4 days.
Yeah,
something to be today. Before work, I KO'd watching Flight.
You wake up.
Bro, but like online's actually like horrible. Like, I don't know why people still like, we're gonna go to lockdown, but we're gonna go online. No, like, never do that. I can't learn online.
We're going into our 12th lockdown a month.
And yours is like, it's permanent now, right?
Yeah, my like there's out of my 6 or 7 classes, like 4 of them are online. It's brutal. It's brutal. All my professors online are studs though.
Yeah,
like, they're absolute beasts. It's just like I'd rather be in class than online.
100%.
Yeah, we live in a great age for this.
I think they just do this COVID thing like pretty too soft. Like, yo, just let us live. If we get COVID,
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
We just fucking isolate.
We should do this shit. Like, just let us live how we want. If we want to go out, we can go out. If not, stay home. If we get it, we get it. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
we get it. We'll be happy going out and shit. Like, come on.
Facts. Like, the summertime was the best time.
Bro, it was fire. I love summer.
Like, could you imagine raising a kid during this time, though? Like, that is just so bad.
Online school for elementary?
Like, bro, what the hell?
That's like, that's
my kid going to learn, bro. Like, she's going to try to be like, that's a triangle. And my kid's going to be like, yeah, she's competing. No. It's a triangle, you fucking dumb shit.
I feel, I feel bad for them.
Oh, bro, it's ass.
Bro, like, I feel bad for, like us, like, our age.
We had
legit nothing. We had no prom. No, we had no grad trip.
No grad.
Yeah, we had no grad. I didn't care about the grad. Would not go to the grad. Go to the grad after for it. Yeah,
we were fucking sweet stash.
Yeah. And then you guys only got the grad trip.
We only got the grad.
You guys got the grad too, though.
Yeah, but like all we did was just pull up. I had like my gown.
Yeah.
in my picture, I was wearing just like sneakers. So I was sitting there with like my stash, just holding it like this. My mom was like, "What the hell are you wearing sneakers?" Like, I'm not gonna be here for only like 10 minutes.
I'm only chilling. I'm taking a picture. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Right? Yeah, you guys have like the drive-through, right? Like that's the day you got like the drive-through style.
That was weird, man. They were playing like when we walked in. They were playing like grab music. And the gym cut off.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Oh, you did it at the school?
Yeah.
Oh, you did it at, like, the Scotiabank?
No, it was all at school.
No, we did it.
I was supposed to be at Scotiabank for them, like, their actual
grad. But, like, when we had our grad, that was, like, in the midst of, like, what, like, our third or fourth lockdown. So they didn't have anything open.
Bro, how many lockdowns are we going to have before, like, life goes back? maybe life's never going back to normal.
Life's not going to be the same at this point.
We didn't even get a grade 12 pep rally, bro.
Yeah, you didn't get it. Oh, yeah, because that was the first time. They're so
I don't remember pep rally, man. No, I took off my shirt after.
Bro, it's because they you know how it's like, it was at the start of the year, like October or whatever?
Yeah.
They switched it to, like, April.
They switched it to April, the 1 year.
Yeah. Hello, athletic council. What are you saying, pals? Come on, that's ridiculous. Like, that's dumb. What are you gonna do, pep rally for? Like, ooh, badminton, badminton, championship.
Bro. That was the one year we were gonna fire it up.
Yeah, because the grade 12s always win.
Yeah.
And then you guys switched it to April.
No, April.
We've had pep rally in like 3 years.
Oh,
like, come on.
We're 12B, we're probably
not. Bro, I was dizzy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, oh my god, we got some stupid restrictions, bro. Like,
oh no,
like if I can't walk around the hallway, I'm not sitting in a class for 2.5 hours to just look at my fucking ugly teacher. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm just not. I'm not doing that.
They can't tell me
to
walk around the hallway. Like, it's just what I do. I need to stretch my legs, my guy.
Yeah. Or like, where are the break times? Like the 15-minute breaks we would have in class. Like, yo, like that's so useless.
That's so. Oh man, I remember everyone would pull up to a wood shop and we'd multiply and I'd be out there. Just hammering shit down.
We have to walk around the football field. That's our break. We'd walk around the football
field. That was awesome. I remember, like, that was, like, our 12B year.
It's so dumb, because, like, I'd be in, like...
Some teachers wouldn't even, like, let you walk around the field, though. They just do, like, an in-class break.
Yeah, or you'd have to go to the calf, and I'm like... My teacher would be, yeah, you guys can't walk around the school, but you guys have to go to the calf and just chill.
The whole point of the break is for me to take this fucking suffocating mask off and fucking go breathe a little bit.
And I'm not sitting. While I'm sitting in class, I'll just stay here if I'm going to have to go sit in the fucking calf. Like, I'll just sit in the classroom. Like, I'm not getting up, walking to the calf, and I have to pop my squat right there. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm going to walk around, going to see the boys, where they really at, and we're chatting until, like, whatever the 15 minutes are over. Never go back after 15 minutes. Go back for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're chilling.
That's why I got ripped on the first day.
Bro, like that, man, like that. Just let the 12Bs do what they gotta do.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro. Like, yell at the actual students
don't have to be there at all. Like, I'm just there to have fun.
Yeah.
Maybe upgrade my grade a little bit.
Just a tiny bit. Just
from
a 50 to a 51.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just see my face, you should be fucking happy.
But when you get in trouble, like, the VP would be like, it's a privilege to be here. It's a privilege to get saved. That's not a fucking privilege,
right? Like, shut your mouth.
Like, that sucks. That sucks.
Like, it's a privilege to stay home, all right? Like, should I just go back? All right, cool, bye.
Drop out, ciao. Goodbye.
Good night.
Have 4 years here. Horrible.
I would say it was
like, no, like before COVID.
Before COVID.
Before COVID.
Sick.
Yeah, Before COVID was fine.
Like grade 9, 10, half of 12.
No, like half 11.
Grade 9, 10, half 11. Wow, I completely skipped 11.
The first half of 11 was pretty fire.
Shut up, bitch.
Like the first half of grade 11 for us.
Yeah,
the first
half was working, brother forgot it.
Like it was fire. And then
no,
like
I love the first half of 11. It was actually fire.
Yeah, and then like grade 10 was a good year.
Grade 10 was good. Grade 9 was pretty solid, too.
Yeah, grade 9 was pretty nice.
You're just kind of getting used to everything first.
Yeah, and then, like, but the grade 9s, or whatever, grade 10 now, probably, or grade 11s, they have never had a full year. Grade 11.
They never had a normal year of life.
Yeah, no.
They've always had some stupid restrictions. Like, last year's school year was just ridiculous.
It's
like,
fucked to think about.
It's so stupid. So like, come on, there's a waste of time.
Our grade 12 was the stupidest year of all time.
Bro, the cohorts were so dumb. Like, what are you saying?
There was the cohorts, the fucking stupid-ass, like, what was it?
How did the classes even fucking work back then?
It was, like, one class a month.
Yeah, one class a
month. That was sick for me.
And then, like, if you survived, you could, like, fucking, like, it was just some stupid shit that you can't go back to school unless, like, you do a COVID test or some shit. Like, fuck out of here, bro.
Like, my math class got COVID like 6 times, and we literally had like 4 classes. And I was like, dude, this is enough.
Yeah, God. I didn't even have to go to the fucking online math, bro. Like, I literally just never showed up.
I remember the first day, you freaking KO'd.
Yeah.
You just KO'd.
It's like my brother had like a video of you with just your math.
Oh, that was fucking awesome. That was a weightlifting, because we were in health, and we were watching some documentary about this fat dude that became skinny. I was like, all right, very
inspiring.
Interesting. All right, good night.
Very educational.
Then
no,
I
like,
just
in
put
math,
it on, I was just
in math, like, she's like teaching the whole like, class, like she's teaching online and she's teaching like that person. Buddy's just snoozing. We're going for a break, we're coming back. Buddy's still snoozing, and then the class ends, and he's still in there, but he hasn't even said a word, and he's just absolutely snoozing.
Yeah, I was in that, like, because she lets the online people go like an hour early.
Yeah,
so she let us all go, and I was in that class for like an extra like 45 minutes. I just wake up to a phone call from Frankie. He's like, yo, I'm like, what's up, bro? He's like, by the way, you can leave. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? And I look at my computer, and I'm still in the class, just looking at fucking our teacher's face. My guy, yeah, goodbye.
Man, but like, high school is actually stuff. And the kids that are gonna be like, the grade 11s are gonna be in grade 12 next year. They're not a fucking.
They have another normal year. Like, literally.
Like, college will be the best times of their life.
Yeah, bro.
Hopefully.
Like, imagine like, it's all online for them. Like, there's no way.
For college, they don't. You can't go fully online. There's some classes that you have to.
Yeah, but like, there's no way like, the COVID stuff's still gonna happen.
No,
like,
no, probably not. It'll be. No,
better.
No,
this should be like this should be like the last year, man. It should be chow. Because if it's not chow by then, like
no, I think
if it's not chow by then,
this would probably be like the last year. I'm thinking.
I thought last year was gonna be last year, and that should still like no.
It should have been last year.
Yeah, it should have been. Like Dougie Ford, what are you saying, pal?
Because
Dougie, you've been up to some stuff.
I don't give a fuck about it anymore. I don't think anyone does.
Yeah,
I just live in life normally.
If I get COVID, I get COVID. I'll isolate. I'll do all those restrictions.
Fantastic.
If I get sick,
like I've gotten my fucking vaccine. I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
I really don't care.
Hey man, I've been granted 2K. That's the only good thing about it.
Yeah, Balls is
finally. I can finally do that again. Took a little. I was on GTD list. I had to take a break.
I'm injured reserve.
IR.
Yeah, I was just so cheesed though, because like, bro, I finally got back into like weightlifting and all this shit. Like, I finally got consistent with it.
COVID.
Yeah, same
like,
here, man.
Fuck out of here.
I finally got a membership back to a gym, and then it went.
Like, bro, I went consistently every day for like a month straight, and then just COVID.
Bro, when we go back, it's gonna suck. We had a 3-week break, basically.
What do?
Of like Christian break.
Do you think they'll extend their class?
Oh my god, I hope not, man. I can't do English anymore, bro.
Well, I mean, like, I'm kind of down for weightlifting. Weightlifting
will be good.
Yeah, weightlifting is pretty sick, but, like, English?
You said you're ripping your gym.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be ripping, like, next sem. If it's on, I'm dropping out, but, like, if we're in class, I'm ripping gym.
If it's in class, I might come rip gym.
Bro, honestly, just rip it. Like, rip it.
I got to ask. That's the
yeah, bro. I still got to grab that. I'm gonna drop all my classes and just jam.
Yeah.
Double period gym. And maybe I'll do single period gym and I'm done for the rest of the year.
I want to just fucking, like, I just gotta ask you to, like, red seal, do whatever I have to do for that, and then just
I feel bad for people that actually like
actually have to do school.
Yeah. Like the grade 12, like, yo, you guys, that sucks. Yeah, that sucks.
I haven't touched a piece of paper in so long.
I know, I felt weird writing it.
It's been so long since I freaking actually done schoolwork. Mm. And so when I entered this class, I was like, wow, this is horrible. Because in math, I had math like the first half of the semester one.
Yeah.
And I just didn't even do the work. People beside me do the work for me.
Other people do it.
Yeah. And then so, like, I'm doing English now, and I'm actually doing work, and I'm just like, yo, this actually sucks. Like, I feel so bad for the kids that actually have to do this stuff every day.
My shit was so light, bro. Like, my entire year, I had construction, didn't touch a piece of paper. Easy, light, was done, graduated, fucking. Then I do my English. I did actually do four of my assignments for me, then I was done English. And then I had weightlifting. Like, I literally haven't done a piece of work this year. Apart from, like, building a shelf.
Bet you could see skews on the grind.
I've been working, you know what I mean?
We haven't done talking about this COVID baloney.
Yeah, fuck COVID.
I want to talk about TikTok, though. That shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah, what are you saying about TikTok?
Okay, bro, my For You page is absolutely It used to be so sick, bro. Like, it used to be girls and, like, stores. Right? Yeah, it's just stupid. It's like, really? Like, it's just dumb. I saw this one video. Let me think about something. I don't
know what to say. Thinking about if she'd say it or not?
Yeah, thinking about
if it's whisper loud. And I'll, like, let you know.
No, I think I'm allowed to say it.
Okay, well, just cut it.
It was this girl, like, talking about, like, how she was, like, sexually assaulted and shit.
Okay, it's a good start.
And then this guy, like, stitched it. He was just like, do you even know what sexual assault is? I was like, no, I don't even want to be part of this, but, like, I'm intrigued now. Like, I'm intrigued.
Okay.
And then, like, the comments are like, yeah, this girl's faking her sexual assault. And then the guy stitched, like, a part two of her video, because she was clapping back.
Yeah.
And she was just like, well, yeah, I was sexually assaulted 3 times. Damn. And then this guy's like, how stupid do you have to be sexually assaulted 3 times? And then I'm just like, yo, that's tough. That is tough. That's different. Tough. Like, that's tough. And the comments are all on this guy's side. I'm just like, yo, how the fuck are they letting what he just said slide? Like, how is that sliding? Like, yo, that's fucked up. Like, how fucked up is that? And then, like, the guy, I don't know, she made a part three. She's like, you're a disgusting human being. And she was, and then, like, I can't even say what he said back. But in the comments, it was just this, like, yeah, this is a horrible culture we live in. Everyone's just like, just framing, like, sexual assault on guys. And I'm just like, yo, this guy's like, how is this guy's TikTok account, like, alive, but Donald Trump can't have his Twitter account?
Yeah, in fact.
Like, how is that possible? Like, that should. But, like, what he was saying, everyone was just like siding with him. Yeah, this guy's like a stud. Mm. The fuck are you talking about? This guy just said, you must be dumb to sexual assault the 3 guys. How is that her fault?
Holy fuck, yeah, what?
Like, how is that her fault?
How does that make sense? Why does that end up?
And I'm just like, yo, like, that's fuck. And the guy got like 50k followers from just, like, stitching this girl. He has two videos that's just stitching this girl's TikToks.
That's
and I'm just like, this is so dumb. That's how fun. Is this possible? Like, that should be, like, negative followers. Like, how do you have 50k? Like, the one video went for, like, 1.5 million views, and then, like, all the comments are, like, positive, like, on this guy, and then, like, you go to the girls, the girl had to turn off her comments, bro. And I'm just like, there's no way this girl's losing this battle right now, but there shouldn't even be a battle. Like,
it shouldn't be.
But, like, that's my whole TikTok now. It's just, like, sexual assault and shit, and I'm just like, yo, like, why is it like this?
TikTok trying to tell you something, bro?
I think so.
You sexually assault.
I think I sexually assault.
Or where you are,
I sexually assault all the time.
Have you sexually
assault? Have you?
I don't think so.
I hope not. You don't think so?
I hope not.
You don't think so?
Well, I
don't
hope not.
Just
say
no.
No. All
right.
Congrats.
You dug yourself in quite a hole.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't talk to girls, so let's hope not. Sexually assaulted a teddy bear. That's probably it. Like the one we throw at
science. Yeah, that's different. It's completely different.
Way different.
That's our football whore.
Facts.
But then, like, I'm just stunned how that guy got sided with. He's just making a whole fucking following off that. Like, imagine he starts making, like, imagine he has a million views, like, followers.
That's fucked.
like that shit. Like I'm like, yeah, TikTok, do your job and fucking ban that shit. Like, what? Like
TikTok's
people can't even talk about COVID on TikTok, but they can talk about that.
Bro, people post porn.
Yeah,
straight up porn.
They straight up porn.
Like I literally showed you boys. I seen it.
Like there's
strict porn video.
There's like 15-year-old girls dancing. There's like 15-year-old girls
just fucking the guy
dancing half naked.
Just the guy with like the walking stick. Does no one see it?
Really like, good. There's like 15-year-old girls like dancing naked on there, but that can stay on there.
Yeah, that can stay.
But like, how is that fucking? How can that stay on there? But the fucking.
But then
that this guy is fucking making a whole following on fucking just roasting this girl on a freaking like bad thing that just happened in her life. I think that's just so stupid.
It is stupid. I'm going.
Yeah. But like that's like it's all TikTok is right now. Mm-hmm. But it was just one funny guy like Ben Shapiro. He's always pops up. He always proves
his
point.
Basically,
that guy's actually a stud.
He's a goat.
He is the goat. Like how there's only like two Gendies and like girls try to say there's like 16 Gendies. Like how are there 16 Gendies? I don't understand that part.
I don't know.
Like why are you Gendies?
I don't want to dive too much into that because my outlook on it is strong, but I won't speak on it.
Yeah, it's a good conversation for the podcast. That'd be a funny one. Yeah. I'm saying there's two Jennies in this world.
If I get too deep into it, I could build a whole.
Holy fuck, I sneeze out like
sneeze. God
like
bless you.
But yeah, man, like, there's only two Jennies.
Oh, okay.
And like, that's it.
I'm not.
I ain't going down this.
There's two Jennies. There's two Jennies.
Yeah.
Why are you saying, oh, here's going here?
No, but I know that, but like.
That's all I'm gonna say.
There's only two genders.
Yeah, we're just saying we all have a very opinionated answer.
If you Google, there's fucking two genders. We're
just saying we don't want to go deep on it because then it
could be very bad. There's too many soft people. There's probably not a single soft soul that
watches. No, we know.
Y'all real.
We know.
But like imagine we wake up and like in the morning there's like a comment like say, yeah, there's actually more than one, yeah, there's actually more than two genders. I'll just be like, that's fucking crazy.
Are there 54 genders?
I'm like, no. I am a chandelier. Yeah, I classify as a shanny. But like that's actually so dumb. This world's actually soft as fuck. No lie.
Everyone's a snowflake now.
No, they are.
Yeah, bro. Like,
let's go back to the 90s, 80s.
The 80s.
We live in the wrong day and age.
Oh, on God. Like, everyone's so soft now. Like, yo, come on. Ridiculous. Pick up your shit. Stop being soft. That's fine.
Ow.
No. That guy is just stupid. Yeah, and like TikTok, like bro, there was a legit a whole. Like, do you remember that one video when the girl is just saying the N word like eight billion times?
Yeah,
like that shit was so fun.
I was like, why would you post that?
Why?
And shout your career and shout future jobs.
What's she gaining?
She's like applying to college and that's gonna pop up.
Dude, she had
like
12 million.
This is why they should
have
kept Vine. There's no fucked up shit.
Spawn killing the college chances on God.
Yeah. But you know, this is why they should have kept Vine because there was no fucked up shit.
Yeah, Vine was just unreal.
Vine was
all good content.
It was all good content.
Good, healthy content.
Right? I miss Vine, man.
Now we're just seeing.
TikTok is just so fucked up because everyone be like, yo, I have 1,000 followers. I can actually speak my mind. No, you fucking cannot. Like, you're just.
Nah, but like, it's not just because like of TikTok. Like, it's just because of the day we live in, bro. Like,
do you think I just
like,
if Vine stayed alive?
Like, if Vine stayed alive, it probably would have been the same shit because of all these soft motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I don't like those people. I hate them. I hate them with passion. Like, why are you soft?
If you're soft, get hard.
Yeah.
Just rub with them anyway.
But like, imagine how like what kind of parents do you have to raise a softie? Like, that's fucking sad.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
Like,
Italians do it right.
The Italians do it right. If you say something stupid, like,
yeah, you're getting the spoon.
Now you're getting the fucking spoon.
If I say something stupid, they agree with me. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Maybe you're something stupid is just something stupidly
just
great.
Maybe.
Like,
you know,
whatever
Conte
says about it.
Yeah, like Conte.
Like,
invent something fucking stupid as shit, but it could low-key work.
It honestly could
always
work.
Be sitting in the
it's
car
so
for, like,
dumb that it just could work.
45 minutes listening to Conte's inventions. It's
yeah,
so
bro, he invented the heating steering wheel. It's definitely not.
No, he did, man.
And it also sucks because everyone's just cooped up in their rooms because COVID, and everyone's just thinking of reasons they're like, Like with Doug Ford and shit. Like, have you ever see this thing on Instagram? Is the people are like, "We take our, like, can we have our human rights back?"
Yeah.
The fuck are you? You're still fucking alive. You're not in jail. Like, well, basically, well, lockdown, but yeah, like, but like you still fucking get to see your friends. Yeah. It's honestly your choice if you don't want to see your friends this time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's honestly your choice. Just like, just fucking leave your house. And you get caught? Oh, well.
Bro, I just get caught like 50 times, still not care anymore. I'm living
like, the, like the one day I'd say at the school.
Yeah.
Like, no, that wasn't.
That wasn't about COVID.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It was trespassing.
That was
trespassing.
Yeah, we were trespassing.
Because it was on the we were PR parts.
Like, we're there every day, bro. Like, why does he get mad?
Yeah, why you gotta come that this time? Oh, maybe.
I think it's just because we're using the back.
Yeah, we're used in the back and we're just in the front this time.
I feel like we should cut that. Just get a cop watches. Now he'll know to look at the back, man.
Howdy.
Don't look at the back.
Don't.
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 If you want to have a fight, just come have fun with us, come in the back.
Yeah, yeah. You can come trap with us. Yeah, yeah. Like,
but yeah. It also sucks.
I don't like that sentence.
Yeah, that's
have fun in the back. Have fun in the back.
Have fun in the back.
So however you're living your life, that's on you.
That's
right. Yeah, we're not like that. We just listen to music. That's it. Okay, don't look at it like that. Don't make it worse.
Oh my god, we just...
Listen, Bruno Mars.
Are we gay?
Are you feeling that, baby?
Oh shit.
Fully copyright.
Nah, it's me singing, bro. That's my song.
It's a cover.
I did that shit.
Oh yeah, no.
It's a cover.
It's a remix.
Yeah.
It's very...
I invented this shit. I am Maddie B. Rash.
What? Yo, Maddie B. Rash used to be sick as fuck, bro. Like, he actually used to be sick, bro. No,
I
lie.
Know where he is. Like,
no, I don't know. Let's Google it. Someone Google it. Where's Maddie B. nowadays? Bro, probably. I hope Buddy made it big. I really hope Buddy made it big. Like, I used to listen to those covers all the time.
I'm gonna make an assumption that he didn't, but I'm sure never know.
I hope he made it big. Let's hope. Because, yo, he was actually sick as fuck. Like, I used to, like, bro, I used to be like, his music videos are fire, bro.
I think he actually just like makes music now.
Hmm? Oh yeah, so I thought. Oh, why you used to just make covers?
Yeah, it's all covers back in the day. Yeah, I think he actually just makes music.
Are they good? Can we hear like a snippet of it of a song?
I don't know. Okay.
Come on, we gotta put a snippet. We just searched something.
I feel like he's shit.
Probably, but come on.
Like he's shit. Yeah. Just...
Sick ad. Let me see this.
Isn't this a song?
How many years ago was that made? Please don't tell me that's recent. Oh, 2 years?
That's still pretty
that's
recent.
That's actually pretty, pretty recent.
That's scary.
Yeah. I'll check his most recent shit. Sure.
Bro, imagine you're just like hard now. Yo, have you guys seen Big Nick? Like, you remember Big Nick, the freaking Viner?
Yeah.
This was posted 3 weeks
ago. It was all the tats on his stomach.
Yeah. Wait, this is 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago.
Before we go into Big Nick. What the fuck, is he an actor now? What is that? Yeah! What the fuck? What the fuck's he doing? But you know Big Nick? You know how he was like a little innocent dwarf? Like, you know, he was just like a little innocent midget?
Oh wait, I was thinking of a different...
Okay. Was it another fucking...
Big Nick?
Yeah, right? I was thinking of a different motherfucker that was named Nick. I forgot.
The Swallowed, though.
Anyways, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yo, are you serious, you know? Like, yo...
No.
Oh, I'm
I was thinking of another sick. He's like,
know,
fat
man,
as fuck. He's on Instagram. He's just...
Why are you not correcting
He raps. I was like, huh?
Big Nick, they auto-corrected his big
Yeah, but anyways, Maddie B. Raps, you fucking suck,
yeah. Bro, but look at him now, bro. How?
Yeah,
How?
Looks like a
beard.
Dude.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't say he looks like a beard, he just looks like an absolute idiot.
Well, there you go.
All right.
He looks like an idiot.
Great.
Why? You telling me he doesn't look like an idiot?
What picture are we looking at?
The one
that's
in
the
left.
What do you mean? The left one?
Oh,
let's go.
Let's go.
Ciao.
Oh,
we're in his
IG. Oh, his IG.
Big pickle.
Big pickle.
Let's go
see that guy. You telling me he looks sick?
Okay, yeah, no, he does look like an idiot.
I don't want to diss the man.
Let's go to his Instagram then. Let's go in. Big name.
Same name as me. I don't want this one.
It's spelled wrong.
It's spelled wrong.
It's the same name as
the bad. Real Big Nick. He only has 900K. I swear to God, he used to be like bigger, bro.
Not really.
No, I'm pretty sure he was that size as well, dude.
That was actually a good one. That was a good one.
That one caught me off guard.
That one caught me by surprise.
Oh, fuck. Look at that.
How does he like turn into this? Look at that. And he said, I'm a baller. He's like, on the way to fuck your bitch. Now, that's what he is. So yeah, like Big Nick is just.
He's something else.
Technical.
Yeah, it's got a phone call. But yeah.
Yeah, Big Nick.
Big Nick.
Bigger Nick.
Bigger Nick.
Beast Nick.
Better Nick.
Better Nick.
Unreal Nick.
Oh,
small bicep Nick.
Oh.
Okay, once we're done recording, I might have to reach across the couch.
Yeah.
You guys have any other talks or what? Any topics?
I got a top.
Desmond Bane is the goat of basketball. That's all I have to say.
What's your topic?
I got a top. Who wins in a fight, me or Stelly?
What? Yo, 100% Stelly.
Stelly.
That's a short ass to name.
All right. Thanks for watching. Have a good night.
We're actually ending it like that? That was a horrible ending.
I was joking.
That was a god arm.
Oh, no, I thought we were actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Both that topic.
Okay, yeah,
but
Desmond Bane's good.
I think we covered all the topics.
Did you even have a topic coming in here?
No. My only topic was my panini fresh absolutely sewering me before I got here. That's why I was quite tardy.
But was it good, though?
Panini.
That was great.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Don't load it with sour cream and shit.
That matters.
Well, thanks for listening and watching the 4 Kings podcast again.
Yeah.
Thank you. Why does it feel like I haven't done this in so long?
Please subscribe.
Can you guys give us like a 5-star rating on fucking Apple Music, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please?
Yeah, or Yelp.
If you want to subscribe, we can personally come to your house.
Can we be on Yelp?
Can we get on Yelp?
Let's get on Yelp. Let's find a way to
podcast
get on Yelp.
On Yelp. I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know. We're going to find a way to get on Yelp and give us 5 stars on Yelp.
We're going to be the first podcast on Yelp.
Yeah. Yo, innovation, boys. Moving up. I don't know how, but we're doing it.
We're moving up in the world.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Yeah. See you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.